Continuing with our Rav Shor Vortz, short ideas, Rav Shor quotes this piece, the more trust and the more bitachon and emunah that a Jew has in the Rabbono Shalom, the more menucha they will find in the sukkah. Says Rav Shor, the Gemara tells us in Sukkah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Amra Torah Tseh Midiras Keva Veshav Bidiras Erai. Leave your permanent home and to go live in a temporary home, live in the sukkah. And Rav Shor says a very peculiar thing. He says, if you look later on Masechah Sukkah and Chav Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us the opposite. Kol Shivas Yomim Adam Oseh Sukkaso Keva Vidiraso Diras Arai. You should make your sukkah keva, and you should make your dira the arai, the temporary. So the Chora says Rav Shor, Beza Mamarim Nirim Kisosim Zeachar Zeh. Because the first mimer, Chazal and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, says, Tzei Midiras Keva, leave your diras keva, and then go to your diras arai. And then Ches Amud Beis, it says, make your sukkah keva and leave your diras arai. Which is keva and which is arai? The first Chazal says, the sukkah should be arai. And the second Chazal says the sukkah should be keva. So which one is it? And says Rav Shor, a beautiful idea. The avodah of the sukkah is not just to live and say, oh, this is my temporary dwelling. That a Jew should find tranquility. That a Jew should find manuchas nefesh. That a Jew should find that chilled out feeling and trust in their bonus shalom. Yesh no diras arai sha'odem margish in imas mizeshu bidiras arai. That a person feels at the end of the day complete trust in the Ribbono Shalom. Shelo yargishu arai el besoch arai ya'odem ragua ki ilu hu diras keva. That within the arai, within the temporary status, says Rav Shor, you feel like it's keva. You feel like it's your permanent home. So at the end of the day, it's not a stira that the first chazal says that it's arai, and the second chazal says that it's keva. Really, it's about making your arai keva. It's realizing that at the end of the day, you're having menucha sanefesh with what you have. You have tranquility. You have a menucha in the sukkah being your own home. You have a sameach bechelko. You're happy with what the Rabbono Shem has blessed you with. And this, he says, the Rav Shor says, the avoda of sukkahs is the avoda of bitachon. It's the avoda of complete trust in the Rabbono Shem. Like the Sfas Emes writes in Tav Reish Mem Hei, Mitzvahs ha-sukkah hum midas ha-bitachon ba-Hashem Yisbarach. The mitzvah of the sukkah, when you step into the sukkah, when you eat and live in the sukkah, it's the midah of bitachon. And what does that mean? It's a midah of bitachon. Rav Shor goes on to quote the Sefer Nachlas David in his drushas. And he says, you want to know the time of the mitzvah? The time of the mitzvah of sukkah? Kulam ke'echar eskimu ki'inyon ha-sukkah mora al-bitachon ha-chsoin b'tzelo Yisbarach. That you go into the sukkah and you feel like you're going into the shade of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki kishe'adam orizev es adiras keva, when you leave your permanent status, you leave your fancy home, you go out of your home. V'yodea she'ein lo kfiyas ba'olam hazeh she'yoch levtoch alav, hu somech legamre alav chakadosh baruch hu, v'zeh avodos b'yitzio b'yitzio l'sukkah. When you stay inside your home, you think it's about me. You go outside, you look up to the sky, you realize that we have everything to trust in the Ribbono Shalom. It's all about stepping into the tzel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's stepping into the shade of the Ribbono Shalom. That is the avodah of sukkahs. And that's what the Sfas Emes was maybe was teaching us. How is the sukkah midah bitachon? Because when you're in your regular house and you have all your surroundings and all your furniture and everything, you're somech on yourself, you're somech on your own salary and your own bank account. You go outside, you go into your simple sukkah, and you realize that you're leaving your diras keva and going to your diras erai. You realize that at the end of the day, everything you have comes from the Ribbono Shalom. Then you have true menuchas nefesh, and then you have complete simcha in the Ribbono Shalom. And this is what Rav Shor says, if you look at the gematria of keva is 172, and the gematria of arai is 281. How do we get to 172? How do we go from keva to arai? How do we go from 172 of keva, of feeling that it's all about me, into arai, that's a temporary, then I'm going to the Ribbono Shalom, that I have menucha? He says, the gematria of menucha. The gematria of menucha is 109. 172, keva, plus menucha, 109, then you're zochet to arai. Then you're zochet to have the bitachon in the Ribbono Shalom. And Mr. Rav Shor says in another piece as well, that someone who really trusts in the Ribbono Shalom, someone who really has complete faith in the Ribbono Shalom, has true simcha. We know that Yontev of Sukkot is called Zman Simchasinu. How do we get to simcha? Only through bitachon. Ki rak bal bitachon yesh lo simcha. Mi she'ein lo bitachon v'kivi chas v'shom, haray ein lo makam l'simcha. You want to come to true simcha, you want to come to true joy, complete ecstasy and sincere joy and simcha in your life, it's got to be through bitachon. So Lamaisa Rav Shor says, we start with the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, tells us that at the end of the day, the Sukkah should be our dearest Arai. Then we come to the Sukkah, Chav Chesem Beis tells us that it should be our Keva. Which one is it? Rav Shor says, we want to make the Arai into our Keva. That we're okay with being outside. We're okay with leaving our home. We all understand leaving our home means we're coming complete, come trust into their Ribono Shel Olam. When we go into our house, when we go out of our house, says the Mitzvah HaSukkah, who means Bitachon, Mitzvah the Nachlas David said, when we go outside, you're going to the sale of the Ribono Shel Olam, complete trust of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's how he says how to get from Keva to Arai, from 172 to 2 Arayon, Gemach Menucha. And that's what Rav Shor says in another piece, that at the end of the day, someone who has true Bitachon are those the Jews who have true simcha. And that's exactly what Sukkah is all about. Zman Simchaseinu. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem to fully trust in the Ribono Shel Olam, especially this year. We should have true, full trust in the Ribono Shel Olam. The more bitachon we'll have, the more simcha we'll have in our lives b'ez Hashem.